Welcome to Worst Case Scenario, a podcast about anxiety. I'm one of your hosts, Yusung.
I'm your other host, Rebecca.
And each week we bring in something that we're anxious about and we read a scene we've written that's the worst case scenario for that anxiety. How have you been this week?
I started out worse and I'm better now.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm having an okay 48 hours.
Has the mania died down from last week?
It comes and goes. As mania tends to do.
Have you slept earlier than 3 or 4 a.m. on some nights?
Last night, 5:30 a.m. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So not last night, this morning. From 5:30 a.m. until 9:45 a.m. So I feel really rested.
That's great.
Thank you. 4 hours, 15 minutes. Yeah. That seems like my sweet spot these days.
Really?
Like 4 to 4 and a half hours. And then like half a meal.
Right. It's a satisfying 20 seconds of REM, right?
Yeah. I don't remember my dreams these days, but I wake up feeling very strange.
Do you generally have nightmares or do you generally have good dreams?
No, I don't generally have nightmares. We talked about this one in a different episode where I had been having nightmares a lot, but it was unusual for me. It is still unusual. I just have some strange dreams.
Like psychedelic or like your father's like a clown
or something. No. Okay. Fuck, that's a nightmare.
Sorry.
Is that not like textbook nightmare material?
Your father's a clown?
Like, first of all, dreaming about a parent in any capacity and also clowns.
You're right.
It seems like a nightmare to me. And then your parent is a clown.
That's true. I generally have nightmares. Either where I'm, you know, the plot of Battle Royale where a bunch of teenagers are put onto an island and they have to kill each other.
You have that dream a lot?
Yeah. And someone with a knife is chasing me through my high school library.
Oh.
Yep. We usually end up on the roof. It's very dark and gloomy.
It's like that episode of Boy Meets World. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
It's a really good nightmare episode about the person with a knife in a library. It's really good.
Oh, God.
Classic ep.
I think I'll avoid it because I don't want any visual aids to my nightmare.
It's a sitcom. For children.
You're right. Yeah. Okay. My anxiety this week.
Oh, we're just diving into it.
Yeah.
I didn't ask you how you've been this week. You just asked me how I've been.
Oh, you're right.
I'd like to know.
I've been okay. Life is shit wall to wall. I've been like staying up late. Do you ever that was just the start to that sentence. I just realized
etch that on my tombstone.
Life is shit wall to wall. I've been like staying up late watching clips from movies, just thinking about how like it's the most American thing ever to let people get away with bad things because we as audience members enjoy that.
What movies?
Okay, Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay.
Moneyball to some extent. The Social Network to some extent.
Ugh. Okay.
And yeah, like, I'm not saying Birdman is incredible. Social Network is incredible. Mm-hmm. The rest of the movie is take it or leave it. But
right.
I've been thinking about how we're going to run out of water. Just like insane. I don't think about this stuff generally, but I think I've just been staying up late, unable to go to bed.
What's late to you? Because we've already established my sleep habits.
Right, late to me is like midnight to 1 a.m. That's a respectable late
so like my
time.
Afternoon.
Yeah. When you're unwinding, I'm staying up anxiously watching YouTube clips. Yeah, that's how I've been.
Wow.
And then I dream about being dropped on an island with a bunch of other teenagers and we have to kill each
other. So you're a teenager in your nightmares. Are you a teenager in all your dreams?
Well, my nightmares are buildings romans, so they're really about coming of age stories. Okay, my anxiety is something that I've been anxious about for such a long time.
Okay.
I'm anxious that I'm not fun.
Oh.
And, like, there was this one time in college where me and a few other people were sitting around talking, and a friend was recounting his trip to New York City or something, and he was like, oh, yeah, I saw our mutual friend and she took me to a concert and you know she's really fun, and I that conversation made me so anxious because I was like suddenly like just introspection, like I'm not fun
because if they said someone else is fun,
right, I didn't know that people describe each other as fun. That's so much responsibility. I don't know how to like show someone a good time. That sounds disgusting, but like I don't. If you were to visit LA,
right?
Do you want to go to the Grove? I don't know.
Right.
The Grove is a very touristy farmers markety area. And also like we work together.
Mm-hmm.
We've hung out outside of work like a handful of times.
Yeah, but we hang out all day every day.
Right.
So.
But I don't know if you definitely know this about me, that I just don't like going out.
Yeah.
Or
we'd probably hang out more if you weren't always playing video games at home and going to sleep at midnight.
Well, you don't have to simplify it to such an accurate extent. But I think because we're the same age group. We're the same age group. You are not that much older than me. We're the same age group.
I'm listening.
It seems to me that you like have a healthy social life where you go out and you go to bars and you see people and you drink with friends.
It's just funny to hear that because I'm one of the most antisocial people of anyone I know. So I frequently opt to not go out, but compared to you,
yeah,
I'm a social butterfly.
Yeah. I'm a social rock. So I've just always been paranoid about like I've jokingly called it the party industrial complex that I will not succumb to because I do not like seeing people.
That's incredible.
But yeah.
All right. Let's read your scene.
Okay. All right. I'm going to play myself. Rebecca's going to play friends 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, and you're going to read the stage directions or whatever. Yeah.
Interior office, day. Yusung's phone buzzes on his desk. He ignores it. More and more buzzes occur with increasing frequency. Yusung picks up his phone. We read the messages.
Friend 1. Hey, it's been so long since we've all gotten together. Let's hang out tonight. Friend 2. A friend told me about this great bar downtown. Friend 3. Yes, sounds like a plan. Let's meet up at 9.
Yusung experiences the beginning stages of a migraine. Yusung types back. 9... p.m.
Friend 1. Ha ha ha, you're so funny. Yeah, let's meet up at 9.
Yusung sets down his phone and re-examines his life. After a moment, he replies, hey guys, I would love to, but I can't tonight. I'll see you next time.
Friend 2. Aw, okay. Hope you have a good night.
Interior bar. The 3 friends from earlier sit with drinks.
Friend 1. I'm so sad that Yusung couldn't come out tonight. Friend 2. Yeah. You know what we should do? We should visit him. Friend 3. Yes, I mean, he is our friend and we are his friends, so why wouldn't he want to see us? Friend 1. Let's go.
Interior apartment night. The doorbell rings. Yusung answers it. Friends in unison.
Hey.
Hugs are exchanged.
Friend 1. We just wanted to see you and we wanted to convince you to come out with us. Friend 2. Yeah, what are you up to?
They look past Yusung to see his laptop open.
Friend 3. What are you doing? Are you playing video games?
No.
Friend 1. Then what's that? Open.
It's a video of someone else playing a video game and giving commentary.
Friend 3. Oh, my little brother does that. He's 12.
Well, it has its merits.
Friend 1. This is what you were doing tonight? This is why you couldn't come out?
I'm sorry.
Friend 2. Whatever.
The friends start leaving. Wait! The friends stop. Do you guys want to stay? I'm lonely.
Friend 1. You can't not come out with us and also be sad about being alone.
You're right. I didn't know how that end this, so a meteor comes crashing down onto Yusung. His friends shrug and then leave.
So many of our things end with people shrugging and like returning to their lives. I think mine does too, actually.
Oh, okay.
That's so funny.
Yeah. I was very happy that you guessed that.
The video game thing?
Yeah.
That's actually hilarious.
Well, like, video games are great.
Okay.
And
I don't play them, so I don't really know.
Are you a competitive person?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm a competitive person.
I'm a, como se dice, lazy person.
I'm lazy too. That's the great thing about video games, that you don't even have to do that much.
It seems like a lot for me.
But yeah, that's what I do. That's my bread and butter.
Yeah.
I
what are you afraid of?
What do I...
Like, just like going out. Because I used to, like, intentionally never, ever go out. And then I, made a conscious effort to just kind of start once in a while just to see
how the other half lives.
Yeah, and like sometimes it's fun.
Yeah. Well, you know that I can't drink that much alcohol.
Right.
As in, like, if I drink half a beer too quickly, I'll legitimately get flushed and yeah. a little tipsy.
Right. You can just drink water.
That's
true. I do that sometimes.
I also don't like spending money. Wow, right. You sung.
Water also free at a bar.
On the car to and from a bar.
Oh, right. Right. If you're not drinking, you can drive. So, is this helping?
Your Honor, no. And I think I've just had too many nights where, like, if you go out and there's a lot of people, there's a lot of variables. And, like, oh, God, I sound like Rain Man. But, like, there's a lot of variables. And I've had so many experiences that have turned out negatively at social gatherings where I know this is awful and this isn't, like, the any way to live or whatever. But I've spent a lot of life very ashamed and very embarrassed as a kid for things.
Yeah.
And for my parents weren't like, hey, don't be ashamed. They were just like silent and stoic. So I was like, okay, great. I'll just take a bath in my shame forever. And so this isn't a way to live, but you can live your life trying to be the least embarrassed as possible. And a way to do that is to not go out thereby. Yeah. No one can say like, oh, that's like, no one can say after you tell a story, there's no silence, there's no eye rolling, there's no anything.
But you're also, there's also just nothing because you're just watching other people play video games.
Well, sometimes the commentary is very entertaining.
Well, it's almost like having a friend.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
I really mean no judgment because, I mean, you'll see in my scene, but you know, I also watch weird shit on YouTube, so I'm not like,
yeah,
I don't have any,
there's this one time where
I like to stand on with that.
One time Rebecca and I went to IKEA for work. We had to buy a bunch of office furniture and supplies.
That was a really stressful afternoon.
We were actually exhausted. We thought it'd be fun. By the end of it, we were actually exhausted.
Yeah.
And as we were driving back, Rebecca's just on her phone and we park at the office and Rebecca's watching a video of like paint being swirled around into different designs and just going like, wow. And
it was recommended to me on Instagram by the algorithm and I fell for it.
Yeah.
I'm considering unfollowing that account because it's starting to irritate me.
What could possibly, it's just paint being swirled around into things.
No, it's not, because if it was just that, I would like it. But more and more that person has been posting like, instead of just swirling paint, she's doing this thing where she like freezes the paint in these molds and into shapes and then like puts them down. And then you see her like with a palette knife, just like chopping up the paint until it gets like liquidy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something like too crispy about it. I'm not into it. I just want the ooze, you know? I think I just need to start following slime accounts.
Listeners.
You know? I understand this is a first world problem.
No, I'm just like, because it's just us two sitting in a room together, I can't be like to the third person, hey, is that weird or am I weird for not?
I think you're weird. And I mean, I also think I'm weird, but I don't think that's that weird. Millions of people watch this. It's relaxing. Sometimes she turns the paint, it looks like tiny pork chops, and then she like puts it in a tiny cast iron skillet, and which is also made of paint, and then she chops it up and you're like, how? She does the thing where she like makes an egg so it looks like a raw egg. Like, and she like cracks the shell and like a yolk comes out and it's all fucking paint.
Yeah, that's insane.
It blows my mind.
Anyway, welcome to our audio podcast where we describe visual paint Instagrams. But anyway, that's what were we talking about? Just what am I afraid of?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm. Yeah.
Yeah.
How often do you hang out with friends?
At least once a week. You know.
So where do you fit in the time to like play video games and watch other people play video games?
I don't do either of those things, as we've established.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For some reason, I find video games like hard to get into.
If you did, I think
I didn't play it growing up. I didn't play them growing up. Like, I had a Game Boy,
mm-hmm.
and I played like Pokemon Red and like that was pretty much it. You know what nice. What I was way more into? And actually, I'm really upset that I gave away my Game Boy because it was like a Game Boy Color translucent edition that was very cool. And I think very I cool. gave it away. It's like hard to find those now. It's like expensive and why would I now?
Mm-hmm.
But more than that, I had a TI-84 Plus Silver Edition calculator, and I really liked it. What is it called? Block It? Or like?
Yeah, you pick up the blocks and you move it around.
Yeah, it was like, but it was like a multi-level game, and I would play that like in class when I wasn't paying attention in high school. I would just play that game.
Yeah,
I was super into that.
I had that exact same experience.
That's a great calculator, by the way. Really ticked off all my boxes, you know?
Right.
Were you a big calculator person in high school?
I was just thinking how like no one thought I was cool before, but certainly hearing two people be like, oh yeah, that calculator game, like, is
I'm like not stressed about that.
Neither am I. I don't want to be cool. Part of your industrial complex can go fuck off.
I miss having an excuse to use a calculator because I want to play that game again now that I'm thinking about it. Yeah, I'm desperate to play it.
You can probably find it online.
I definitely have that calculator like back home, like back in New York somewhere, but it's probably dead.
So you describe yourself as like a hardcore gamer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I play this game on my phone called Flow Free.
What's that?
I don't know. It's hard to describe.
Okay.
It's like a game where you like, there's a bunch of different colored dots and you have to like connect the same two colors together, but like all in one.
How do you know if you've completely outclassed another human being also playing the game?
It's a solo game. I'm only competitive with myself.
Mm.
I don't feel the need to impress other people. So. Clearly, if I was worried about that, I would be very depressed all the time because look at me. I made a choice long ago to not be worried about that. Otherwise, I'd probably be dead.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. So, have you been thinking about like what you want to do about this problem that you have, if you think it's a problem?
I don't know, because I don't know, because like it's also way to bury the lead, but I'm like very stressed and anxious all the time, and mm-hmm. so the idea of like the times that I have like gone out with people have been like not too regrettable.
Mm-hmm. High praise.
Yeah, I know. I'm really going above and beyond with how excited I was. But so maybe I should. But it's just like, and I know it's definitely not healthy to just stay at home the whole time and never see anyone, because that's mm-hmm. no way to live either. But yeah, I think I'm still trying to figure out that balance.
Yeah. It takes time.
Welcome back.
We're back. My turn.
Yeah.
Cool.
Put down your fist.
So yeah, I mentioned last time, but I have surgery in a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still stressed about that. Still not going to write about that.
Right.
Because obviously bad luck. But there are other things that like I think about related to that. Namely, dying. and I realized like I'm not really afraid of death.
Damn.
But I am afraid of dying and leaving my apartment in a state that would be embarrassing for people to find it
right
after I'm dead.
There's the classic sitcom joke of, hey, one male actor says to another supporting actor, delete all my pornography.
If, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. There's just, I'm not an organized person. Mm-hmm. And when you have depression, anxiety, ADHD, it's hard sometimes to the follow through on
the Neapolitan ice cream flavor of anxiety or mental health diseases. Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the perfect description of it. when you struggle with that for the entirety of your life,
yeah,
you develop a lot of bad habits that become ingrained, and one of those for a lot of people is messiness.
Okay.
I can admit that I, despite loving like order and clean, like organized spaces aesthetically, it's borderline impossible for me to keep up with that.
Right.
And I tend to just throw things on the floor when I'm not using them anymore.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel worse because when your space is a reflection of the inside of your mind. So if you saw what the spaces that I basically my side of the bed, you know, right. is like is borderline disaster zone like at all times. I'll clean it and then like
do you have things on your bed besides blankets and humans?
No, not typically unless I need to sit on a chair, in which case I may need to take all of the clothes off of that chair and dump it on the bed. So it depends on the moment.
Well,
of the day.
Typically, I
try to keep the bed.
How often do you have other people over to your place?
They never go in my bedroom.
The reason that I ask is because
once in a while,
that's the biggest motivator.
I clean. Yes, I want to have people over actually more.
Right.
I basically need to have at least one person that doesn't live in my apartment.
Right.
Visit my apartment every 2 weeks.
Do you know
the
UN
peer pressure me?
Like has those people who check on the nuclear arsenals of other countries.
That's what
like
I need.
Yeah.
But it doesn't solve the bedroom problem because I never keep my bedroom door open if people are over. It's really not. Look, it's not that bad all the time, but
right.
I'm just naturally like I'm not organized since I was a little kid. I've just always been like, oh, I don't need this item of clothing anymore. On the floor it goes.
Right.
Just out of eye level, out of mind. So there's that. And then just like, I kind of just
we
leave
really
things.
Shouldn't hire you on this submarine project because I think lose focus.
I just leave things strewn about. Yeah. And then I'll have a manic episode and it'll be like 1:30 in the morning and I'll be struck with this like overwhelming desire. Yes. 1 AM in the late afternoon.
Yeah.
I'll be struck with this overwhelming desire to clean and I'll have like frantically, clean everything.
Yeah.
And then within like 2 weeks, it's all a mess again. And then I probably don't clean it for like 3 months.
Right.
What
was the last time that your bedroom was clean?
Look, the thing is, it's like not like dirty. It's just messy.
Right.
So I don't leave like, it's like stuff. It's not like perishable items.
And you were telling me that you took the mulch out of your room. So it's like, okay, sorry.
No, it's literally just like inanimate, like object. It's not like, like it's not nothing that used to be alive. It's just like, it's like clothes and like,
yeah.
Papers and books and shit.
And to that extent, I think you'd be hard pressed to find a person who doesn't have clothes on their floor.
I don't know. I mean,
I have clothes on my floor, but I also suffer from...
Yeah, you have some similar issues, and we have the same personality type. So
you're right.
Yeah. I mean, my disorganized nature extends beyond, like, the physical manifestation of mess around me. Like, it happens in my, like, as I've mentioned, like, my accumulation of voicemails, which, by the way, is over 200 now.
Right.
And emails in my personal email account, not my work email, but, like, work email, like, I'll star a bunch of things and then, like, have to deal with them all at once because I, like, put it off. Or, like piles of mail or, like, I don't know. I'm just, I have an avoidance problem.
Right.
So that extends to a lot of things. Like, I'm getting surgery in a few days.
Yeah.
And it's on my wrist.
Right.
So it's not like a huge deal. However, it's my right hand. I'm right-handed. So I need to have certain things in order before that happens because I'm not going to be like, I'm going to be in pain and I'm not going to have full mobility for a little bit. So I need to get my shit in order so that I don't have a fucking meltdown when I come back from the hospital.
Can I ask, are you going to be in a cast?
I'll be in a splint.
Okay. Okay.
No, not a cast because nothing's broken. It's
Can
just
I sign your splint?
No. So anyway, I'm really behind on everything and I have so much laundry to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I have this like, I've had this irrational fear for such a long time of like, maybe it's not irrational, I don't know, but like of dying unexpectedly.
Right.
And like the people come to find me, yeah. and they're like overwhelmed by how messy I am, or like they look through my computer, my phone, and like look through my personal shit.
Right.
And like, I don't, once you're dead, it doesn't fucking matter, but like, it still makes me feel like really embarrassed and yeah. so uncomfortable. And that motivates me to like the fear of that shame. Like, I really want to get organized.
Right.
Not for my own personal sanity, but for the people that will have to deal with my, my effects when right, I'm dead. Right. And I'm concerned about leaving a mess for people that care about me that would have to deal with this shit. Like, I'd rather it, you know, I wouldn't want someone to leave a mess like that for me.
Right.
So
do you think on a, like a immediate note that you will clean your apartment before the,
Yeah. I mean, most of the apartment's fine. It's like, it's mostly, I just have a lot of laundry to do, and I have like, I just have other mess. Like, everything's kind of just totally in disarray.
Yeah.
And I know that I will do it because I absolutely have no choice. It's like whenever I travel, I always do a huge clean before I go out of town.
Yeah.
Because first of all, I don't want to come home to mess if I've been out of town for a couple of weeks. Like, that is so depressing.
Mm-hmm.
And also, what if I die on the plane and someone has to find my stuff?
Oh my god. Yeah.
Yeah.
On the whole, like, avoidance thing.
Mm-hmm.
We both work at the same place. We work at a podcast network. Our boss may or may not.
I mean, no, I get to all my work stuff in a timely manner. I'm just saying, like, I will deal with it in a few hours versus like right. immediately.
Sometimes we're both like drowning in anxiety and panic, and well, we'll be texting each other like
mm-hmm.
About the shit that we need to do. And to our credit, we mm-hmm. get everything done. Like,
yeah.
It's mortifying not to get anything done.
Yeah, no, for work we do.
But we were just joking, like, why are like two heavily anxious people just like working at the same place sitting?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they didn't know when they heard
right. They
us.
Didn't know. Yeah. I wore a very clean shirt that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm great in the room. You know. I'm great in the room.
Yeah.
Want
to read your scene?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my god.
All right. Interior apartment day. The coroners enter the apartment and go to retrieve Rebecca's lifeless body from the bedroom. They survey the room. It is a fucking mess. Clothes are piled on top of the dresser, on the floor, everywhere but inside the drawers or on the clothes rack where they obviously belong. The desk is also a mess, items strewn recklessly everywhere.
Coroner 1. Jesus, what a fucking slob. Coroner 2. I've seen worse, but I've definitely seen better. Is this a Law and Order opening?
I've never seen Law and Order.
Oh, okay.
On the bed, Rebecca's laptop is open. Coroner 2 goes over to look at it. He swipes to reveal 10 Chrome browser windows, each with at least 15 tabs open. There are so many YouTube videos of people tasting unusual snacks from around the world, pimple popping, interviews with people who were born with fascinating deformities.
Coroner 2, Jesus Christ. How many mukbang videos? That's incredible. Was this pervert? Watching. Coroner 1, it's not sexual. I've explained this to you. Coroner 2, sure.
He goes to open up a different Chrome window. Rebecca's ghost watches horrified from a dark corner. Rebecca's ghost to herself. No, 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 no. Screeching like 10,000 bats flying out of a cave, Rebecca's ghost flies out at Coroner 2, creating a wind tunnel that sends the laptop shooting across the room and breaking instantly.
Coroner 2, hey, I was looking at that.
Take my rotting corpse and get the fuck out of here.
Coroner
1 rolls his eyes.
Coroner 1, ugh, let's go. Someone else can sort through the shit this loser left behind.
Coroner 2 shrugs. They zip up the body and take it away. Cut to black.
Okay. For people who don't know, a mukbang is like a Korean-style video, right? Where you just watch people eat and talk.
Yeah, it's eating videos. So yeah. It's like someone will buy, usually a small girl will buy enough food to feed about 10 people, and she'll lay it all out on a table, and then you'll just watch for 40 minutes as she eats all of it. I don't watch that many of those, but sometimes I go in through a phase where I watch a lot of those.
Some would say
it's not sexual.
Instead of eating yourself, you're watching someone else eat and providing sometimes commentary.
But also a lot of people watch mukbang if they're like alone and they're eating, and
right,
they don't
want to
feel
right.
like they're eating alone. So they'll eat while they watch. Like, for me, if I watch those, I'm fucking starving. I have to, then like, I don't always start those videos while eating something, but at a certain point I'm like, fuck, I gotta get some food.
Right.
Look how much food this person is eating.
Yeah. Is it really not sexual?
Like, it's really not sexual.
I know, but
I have no shame. I would admit that it, if it was sexual.
But I think that even though that you don't
maybe
mind it sexual,
people, maybe
I think
some like pervy old men think it's sexual.
I think it's definitely sexualized. Like,
yeah, because there's sometimes there's like an ASMR component too. Yeah. Like some, not everybody does that, but like if they're like doing like an eating sounds thing, right. Like I feel like there's some like old dudes are like, oh fuck, like they're watching that. And it's like gross. Like I don't find it sexual, but like right. You know.
Yeah, I think
I find it something. It's not sexual though,
because I think like there's the same kind of like unspoken like stuff with streamers, like the people who do play video games and do commentary. Yeah. There is like a
No, there's a very pervy, but like I'm not. I'm a pervert, but I'm not that kind of pervert.
Right.
You know.
I wish like
I could have taken it further. I mean, I could have taken this further, but I chose not to.
No, that's okay. I we're not even like well known enough to have someone else take that quote out of context. I'm a pervert, but not that kind of pervert. So it's really about like the who would be the ideal person if you died and left behind a mess to go through your mess and just solemnly like close all the Chrome tabs and
oh my god,
not say a word.
I have like a couple friends I could think of that might be the right person. Well, I like one of my friends, she and I have certain like we have certain secrets. We're very open about certain things with each other that I wouldn't be worried if she like had to like, you know, delete some bookmarks from me.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, I'm like genuinely concerned.
Yeah.
that the wrong person would like interpret things the wrong way, you know? Are you not worried? Do you not have anything on your like digital life that you'd be worried that people would find?
Oh, of course. Yeah. But I think like government agencies have already found that by
now. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about people I know.
Yeah, I suppose I am worried about that too. That's why I don't form close friendships. I'm just kidding. That's right. Satire. But I don't know. Yeah. Of course, I am worried about that. Yeah.
Yeah, it stresses me out. I mean, I have so many tabs open right now, and like only half of them I would like not want to throw up if somebody like knew what they were. yeah, so I'm worried about that stuff. My phone. People looking at my phone.
Yeah.
And just seeing like how messy I am. Like I know it's not that big a deal, but I am embarrassed of how messy I am.
Do you follow like Instagram accounts of like people who post clean rooms or something?
I should for inspo. I used to follow a lot of Tumblr when I was like in a Tumblr phase, like mm-hmm. back, you know, 10 years ago maybe.
Yeah, when you were falling through a Tumblr phase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or not even 10, like in college, like maybe like, you know, early college. Mm-hmm. So less than 10 years ago, I'm not that old. I used to follow a lot of like architecture Tumblrs and like mm-hmm. Like minimalist Tumblrs, and like because that it's an aesthetic I really enjoy, but like I am incapable of replicating it. All I want is to be somebody who has like a capsule wardrobe and like only owns like 15 things, but I'm like such a fucking like I'm a mess. Like I'm not a hoarder, but like I definitely have trouble. I form emotional attachments to certain things.
Right. TI-84.
That I don't have in LA. I wish I did.
I just want to acknowledge that I still know that this is a podcast about anxiety. But yeah. I'm going to ask, have you seen that minimalism documentary? Have we talked about
this? I have, yeah. Oh,
okay. Have you ever, would you ever want to live a minimalist kind of
lifestyle?
No, the
idea of that does give me anxiety because like,
why?
Because on one hand, I have mixed feelings about it because mm-hmm. on one hand, I think there's a lot to not letting your possessions own you because that can be a source of potatoes, anxiety, whatever. Like feeling like you don't have control over your life. Like things own you and you're drowning in possessions or drowning in some materialistic vortex.
Yeah.
And not having stuff means less things to be concerned about, but also like feeling the pressure to like, I have to only own 20 items and they have to be like this perfect, like that's a lot of pressure to put on yourself, and also like who fucking cares, like
maybe this is just
and some of these people are assholes,
right?
Be fair, like honestly a lot of these people are like I they're so like holier than that, like okay, you know, oh, can you just like live your fucking life, like don't impose your shit on me,
Please don't add us on Twitter.
I think the aesthetic is great.
Yeah.
It's a very cool, it's very chic, and yeah. I am overwhelmed. I don't know how to replicate that.
Maybe this speaks to just my liking of fashion versus my liking of minimalism.
Yeah.
But I do like the idea of owning 5 nice shirts.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, me
nice
too.
Shirts instead of the 20 like shirts that I have.
I mean, out of the like silly amount of clothes that I own, I wear maybe 5% of it every day. Like I could get rid of a lot of my stuff, but there's always that thing in the back of my mind, like, but then this thing I thought I didn't need, and I didn't wear it for like 3 years, and then now I wear it all the time, so that could happen again.
Right.
And I don't like spending money, so it's like, I'd rather just like shop my wardrobe, but then I'm like drowning in things, and I feel like I don't have control over my stuff. That's another, I could have written a totally different scene just about that, about drowning in my own things, but like,
I could have written a scene about how nervous I was the first time I walked into an Aeropostale because I thought that's where the cool kids shopped.
What year?
Like, this is when I was
a really long time ago. Yeah. That store doesn't exist anymore, I don't think.
No. And I shop at very cool stores now.
Oh, yeah?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't know. I like minimalism in theory.
Right.
I'll go through, like, I'll purge stuff, you know, sometimes, like, I donated, like, and sold, like, 2 suitcases worth of clothes, like over the summer.
Holy shit.
And it felt really, really good.
Yeah.
Made, like, $100.
Right.
And then, like, donated whatever that I couldn't sell.
Yeah.
And it felt great, but it didn't really make that much of a dent. I sold so much, I have so much shit. I've had a bag, okay, this is on the subject of, like, putting stuff off.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a like reusable shopping bags worth of clothes for the dry cleaners for 2 years that I haven't taken to the dry cleaners. Literally.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And there's things in there that I want to wear and I can't. And now I'm like, I don't know when I'm ever going to do it. Every week I'm like, oh, this weekend I'll go.
I just want to say that I acknowledge that this is a podcast about anxiety and not a fashion podcast.
This is an anxiety for me.
No, I know. Yeah. I'm just, but like, I don't know if this is too off topic, but the other day I was wearing a blazer.
Uh-huh.
Genuinely felt better about myself.
Yeah.
Genuinely felt more confident because I was wearing a blazer.
Wearing something that makes you feel confident can affect your entire day.
Yeah.
When I'm wearing clothing items that I don't like feel solid about, my day feels horrible. I feel stressed out all day because I don't feel like comfy.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's valid.
Yeah. Well, we've talked a lot about what's been ailing us, but
there it is.
It's now time for the segment Moderate Case Scenario for Gradual Self-Improvement. What are we talking about? What we could do this following week to maybe improve our lives, just even the slightest bit.
Would you like to go first?
Okay, maybe I could go out like and just see a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have someone that in mind?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Is that everything? That's your whole thing?
Oh, an update from last week. You know how he said that I found a therapist and I was going to meet with them?
Yeah.
Okay. It turns out I searched based on insurance on this. I think it was Good Therapy or Psychology Today.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out while that site said that they accepted my insurance, they did not accept my insurance. They were like out of network or whatever. And I learned what a deductible was.
Yeah.
And
brutal.
And so now I'm like, okay, I canceled that appointment. I've not seen a therapist. I now have on my computer a site where I can search up everyone in the area that's in network. Mm-hmm. But I'm so discouraged.
Can you resolve to like, we have a day off tomorrow. Can you resolve to like call someone tomorrow? It'll make you feel better.
I know, but it's also difficult like finding a person who's like, again, I had this problem last time when my insurance, I'm very privileged, like when I called my insurance and they like sent me over a list of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, I just get the impression that somehow like the age range is just like high, and
you don't want to talk to an old
person.
Oh yeah. Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, not that I don't want to.
Yeah.
Like I know for a fact that their advice would still be very valuable. Maybe like, but I.
Yeah, but it makes sense to want to talk to somebody at least like within a generation of you.
Yeah.
So that they can kind of relate to where you're at a little bit more, or like, I guess they're not really supposed to relate to you, but that they can. Right. You feel like you have the illusion that they're relating to you.
Yeah. I've just been like depressed out of my fucking mind because I don't.
You could try talking to somebody that's older than you think you want, and then maybe right. What if it's great?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't want to. The horrible truth is that I don't want to resolve to call someone tomorrow because I don't think I will.
Yeah. That's like me with my dry cleaning. I mean, I know I'm not going to do it. I need to.
Right.
But if I didn't need it for 2 years, do I really need it? Maybe I should just burn it. Set it aflame.
Right. And then it'd be real dry.
Mm-hmm. But
because of all the ashes.
And clean and sterile because fire kills all germs.
Right.
That's not what I'm resolving to do this week, by the way. I'm not going to take my dry cleaning in, and I'm not going to light it on fire either. It's just going to sit there.
And I could start. I know this is appropriate or nothing. I've just been eating like shit.
Again?
Yep.
Kit Kats and salami.
No, but like I went to a Chinese supermarket. Have you ever bought like the shrimp chips?
Those are so fucking good.
I know. I ate like a giant bag of them just all in one sitting. I couldn't stop.
You only live once, you know?
Yeah, but I want it to be a healthy one. So I think I should eat healthier.
Yeah. Oh, Happy New Year, by the way. Happy thank Chinese
you.
New Year.
Thank you. No.
You're welcome.
Yeah. It's not my year yet.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's the year of the dog.
Yeah. I'm a little pig.
I don't know what I am.
I don't know what you are. I don't know either.
I'll look it up.
But if we go to a Chinese restaurant, we can see if we're compatible. Like you should be.
We already
like,
have the same personality like, type. How much more compatible? If like, anything, that means we're not.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Dogs should be friends with dragons or something. Like these are probably very inaccurate. And also, the wisdom of a Chinese.
I'll look it up right now.
Please.
I need to know. I need to know.
What animal? What zodiac?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I'm a goat.
The greatest of all time.
Yeah. Yeah, that feels right.
Because you like climbing?
No, because I'm the greatest of all time.
Oh my god.
Duh.
What are your plans for gradual self-improvement?
Well, I have to clean. Because I simply have no choice.
Yeah.
And I only do things when forced.
Right.
Just
right.
across the board.
Thanks for doing this podcast,
how
by the
I
way.
I prefer, yeah, it's my just general preference to be backed into a corner until I have no other options.
Yeah.
Not in a weird way, just for cleaning and stuff and answering emails.
Look, I just like to be backed into a corner. I want to watch other people eating food.
Yeah.
I want to watch
other people eating food while I starve myself. And yeah, and it's not sexual.
Yeah.
So I must clean.
Mm-hmm.
It will make me feel better. I will take control of my life. And I called a therapist earlier in the week.
How the turntables.
I called a therapist who does take my insurance.
Mm-hmm.
But twist.
Okay.
She's accepting new patients, but she's not. I wish. That'd be my ideal therapist. And free, because ghosts don't use money. she is not accepting any new insurance patients. She was like, oh, I'm all filled up, but
how
I can
is that
take...
even...
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit is what it is.
Yeah.
It's a little lie.
Right.
Because she's like, oh, yeah, I'm not accepting any new insurance patients. I'm so booked up. But, like, I can accept you if you pay out of pocket. And I was like, you fucking
the fuck
asshole.
Is that?
Like, I was like, okay, how much is it out of pocket? She's like, $150 a session. And I was like, do I
feel
like I'm made of money? Like,
yeah.
She was like, well, how much do you make? And
Jesus.
She said she does sliding scale.
Okay.
So I was like, sick. I'm super poor. She was like, how much do you make? And I told her my approximate annual income.
Yeah.
And she was like, that's not a lot for this city. And I was like,
Jesus.
And I was like, you ain't lying. And she, don't I know it? Right.
Another day, another dollar.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, true that. And she was like, okay, I can go down as far as 100. Uh-huh. And I was like, once again, I'm poor. Do you not understand?
Right.
So I was like, oh fuck, I don't know. She's like, can anyone help you? Do you have like family who can help you? And I was like, no. I was like, well, I'll ask. I'm not going to ask. So I was like, fuck. And she said, why don't you think about it? And, because I really do think that if you're going to be in therapy, it should be, cause I gave her like a very cursory rundown of, she was like, what's the problem? Like, what's your, like, what's your deal? Or whatever. And I gave her like a cursory rundown of like all my shit, but like, not really.
You took one big breath. And then after
I barely scratched the surface of the surface. You know what I mean?
Right.
And she was like, oh, you should for sure be in therapy once a week.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, $100 is very steep for me for once a week. That's 400, at least 400 a month. So I'm like, okay, I can't. So she referred me to
Jesus. That's like,
it's so much money. So I would have to make some drastic changes in my life to afford that. So I was like, okay, she directed me to a website that is another like a practice that has a bunch of people that do take insurance, my insurance. Mm-hmm. And I scrolled through and there's a lot of people there, and a couple of them seemed like maybe they would be a good fit. So I was supposed to make those calls a couple days ago, but I will do that tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I really, I know I've said it so many times, but like, this is the first time I've actually made the call.
Yeah.
And I'm so fucking ready to go to therapy. Like, I've been like bursting at the seams to like talk about stuff. And I've been like having inappropriate conversations with people that are not therapists because I can't like keep things in.
Yeah.
You
made me give you a Rorschach test, which was,
they don't still do that, do they?
I don't think so.
Now I'll be disappointed if they don't. But yeah, so I'm on the road. I'm on the road to recovery.
Right.
Yeah, and it sucks because
I'm
when
on
I
the
found
slide
yeah,
of
yeah, I'm on the
doom.
I'm on the downward spiral.
Yeah.
It sucks because I found her on Psychology Today, and I was really being very like thorough in looking at, because they'll list their specialties and they'll list like a general like smattering of things that they cover,
right,
that they're like that they've had experience dealing with. And she really like ticked off all my boxes, and I was like, fuck, like, accept me.
Right.
I don't know, the whole like I'm all filled up for people with insurance thing is seemed so weird to me. I
mean, like, granted, we don't understand like the financial structure of
that's true.
Owning
but I was
a psychology
like,
practice, but that does seem very confusing.
Like, if you can take a new person, why does it?
Yeah,
it's just, you just wanted someone to pay full price. Right. Like, I don't know what the insurance payout, like how long it takes for insurance to pay. I feel like there's all kinds of fuck ups with that.
Yeah,
like anytime I like try to educate myself on health insurance, like it makes me so angry because it's so fucked up here.
Yeah.
But I was asking her, like, hypothetically, if you were taking someone with insurance, like, would they just pay a copay? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, fuck, like.
Yeah.
And I think the copay for my
insurance
is like
$20,
$30.
Yeah.
Which is like still more money. Like, it's still money I'm not spending now. But like,
right,
I can swing 20 a week or 30 a week way more than I can swing 100 a week.
Yeah.
I don't have that money. Right. I really don't. So it's really frustrating. I really want a therapist. I really need to talk some shit out. So I'm going to make the phone calls, and hopefully one of those people is down a clown with me.
Not for free, but
almost for free.
Could you text me as you're making the calls so that I'll feel like, oh shit, Rebecca's getting her life together?
Yeah, I'll peer pressure you into getting a therapist.
Okay. That's like half of a joke, but...
I'm not joking, really.
Okay, neither am I.
Sometimes peer pressure is good.
Yeah. The other day when you made me do drugs, that was not okay.
Yeah.
I should have said no. I should have pretended that I was getting a call from my mom.
Yeah.
And remove myself.
Instead of letting me like pinch your nose and hold your mouth open while I like pour drugs down your throat.
Yeah.
What do you think drugs are?
Well, drugs are like a liquid, right? No, I don't know.
I would never make you do that.
Oh, that's nice. games. I would never make you play video games.
Thank you so much. I really don't want to.
Yeah.
Someone was explaining to me literally yesterday, actually a few people were all talking at once about Grand Theft Auto and about how it's like, it's the story so interesting. And these are like very close friends of mine. And I was looking at them like they were strangers. It's like, what are you talking about?
I can't speak to Grand Theft Auto because you can't like, you can't play against someone. You can't outwit them.
You're outwitting the game. In a battle of wits.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
What games do you play?
I play like games where you play against real people.
Like, do you wear a headset and
No, I don't talk to anyone.
But, oh, so you're not like...
I'm not talking smack
I knew this guy once that like that he would wear a headset and he would like talk shit and he was like saying really graphic sexual like graphic insults and realized like the person on the other end was like a preteen.
Oh my god. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I thought it was pretty funny, but it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to play those games. That's not part of my self-improvement this week.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, overall, I feel all right. Taking control.
Yeah. We've gotten some really nice emails.
We have.
I don't want to read them because they are really nice emails. So it just feels like we're patting ourselves on the back. Right. But just, we appreciate them so much. We're responding as we speak. And please email us at worstcasescenariopod@gmail.com if you, and say if you want something read on the air, because we'll do that. Because as very anxious people, we can't help but find other people's anxieties interesting and normalizing for everyone.
We for sure cannot give advice.
I
don't think anyone's under that.
Yeah.
Operating under that assumption, but
eat less shrimp chips.
I say eat more. They taste great.
Yeah, they taste really good.
MSG is my favorite thing. I think it's good for you.
Oh my god. Okay.
You can quote me on that.
On that note, thanks for listening. That was episode 6 of Worst Case Scenario. Thanks for listening. Please rate and review us on iTunes. Our art was done by @artbyroughhouse, RUFFHOUSE on Instagram, and our music was done by @notalent____ on Twitter, and you can find his music from there.
Follow us on Instagram at worstcasescenariopod and email us at worstcasescenariopod@gmail.com.
I hope you have an okay week.
I also hope that.
Okay. See you next week.
Bye.